Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, I'd like to share with you an interview my colleague Martha Verze from our Hungarian program has just done with Bishop Hilarion Alfayev of Vienna and Austria, the Russian Orthodox Church's representative to the European Union, and indeed one of the participants at the Third Ecumenical Assembly, which recently met in Sibiu, Romania, a meeting which focused on the role of the churches in Europe today. That's precisely why Martha shone the spotlight on Europe, asking Bishop Hilarion. Well, let's listen to her question.
Do you think that spirituality can contribute to the building of Europe?
Very often when people speak about the integration of Europe, they only mean economic integration. But there is also a very important spiritual dimension, because Europe is a continent or a society which must be built on certain values. I mean not only religious convictions, but I mean also moral values. And we believe that Europe has Christian roots, and its morality is based and should continue to be based on Christian values. This is why it is very important that there should be not only the work of experts in economy, but also meetings of spiritual leaders of different religions, and especially of different Christian denominations, to try to rediscover our common heritage and to insist that Europe has a soul and that Europe has Christian history and that Europe is still a Christian continent.
Christians, in the practical way, in the everyday life, how can they collaborate for this purpose?
As you know, there are nowadays in Europe Christians of different denominations. And we speak about Catholic Christians, about Orthodox Christians, about Protestants, Anglicans, and others. And we have differences, sometimes very important differences between us. But we also have common challenges. These challenges come from militant secularism, which is very strong in contemporary Europe. It also comes from radical Islam. It also comes from excessive liberalism. And I believe that we as Christians can say very much in common facing these modern challenges.
But as Martha well knew, Bishop Hilarion is also world famous for his musical skills, having written and composed a two-hour work by the title of The Passion, according to Matthew. A musical performance written in the Orthodox tradition and performed in the city which represents the heart of Christianity. But now Bishop Hilarion has a new musical project in mind which takes him, this time, to New York.
Bishop Hilarion, you are a composer and an outstanding representative of spirituality in music. Do you think that art generally can help to develop mutual understanding between different denominations and different people of the continent?
Yes, I believe in the power of art. And I also believe that there are things which we cannot say in words and which can only be said in music. And very often music is something which brings us together, even if we belong to very different cultures. So I believe, apart from the exchange on the level of the words, we need also a cultural exchange, and we need an exchange of our musical heritage. And this is why I think it is important that the Orthodox should hear Catholic music and the Catholics should hear Orthodox music. And in this way, we will be enriched by our heritage. I recently finished the Christmas oratorio, and this will be the composition again for soloist, choir, and orchestra. But this time it will be a full symphony orchestra, with percussions and wind woods and brass, and also there will be two choirs, a mixed choir and a boys choir. And this will be the Christmas story, the story of the Nativity of Christ, which I set in music, and which will be performed for the first time in December in the United States. There will be three concerts in New York, Washington, and Boston. And then on the 7th of January, which is Christmas according to the old style, to the old calendar, which is used by the Russian Orthodox Church, this composition will be performed in Moscow, in the Great Hall of Moscow Conservatory.
And what about Rome and what about Budapest?
About Budapest, we have to work on it. I think it really depends on the local possibility, on the interest of the musicians in Budapest. The Passion, which was performed in Rome and in Moscow in spring, it will be performed in Australia in September by the Royal Melbourne Philharmonic Orchestra, and this was entirely their initiative. So I am very glad that they found this composition interesting, and I am glad that my music will reach as far as Australia.
That was a taste of Bishop Hilarion Alfayev's The Passion According to Matthew. Our thanks go to him and to Martha Wertze from our Hungarian program. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scarsbrick.